I've got two things that I want to teach you today. And the two things will connect. Just two things. One thing I want to talk is about the goodness of God. Somebody say the goodness of God. And the other thing I want to teach you is how smart it is to get close to God. When you get, you know, my wife likes to wear perfume. And I like to be close to my wife. Come on, shout amen, somebody. So, you might see me, you know what, later on in the afternoon, and maybe you come and shake my hand, and you're like, man, what's with Pastor? You know what? Why is he, what's a woman's perfume, fragrance? Chanel. Why is he wearing Chanel? That's weird, man. That's weird. Well, do you understand my illustration is to say, when you are next to someone, whatever's going on with them starts to rub off on you. That's what anointing means. It just means rub off. There's this rubbing off. And so I really wanted to set you up for 2020. How many of you want 2020 to be a better year than 2018 was? Look at that. Or 19. Or 17. How many want next year to be your best year? And listen, and 2019 might have been your best year. It might not have been your best year. But even if it was your best year yet, God wants us to go to a higher place. See, this mindset of, I'm good where I'm at. What you talking about, Jackson? That's no. You might be doing good where you're at, but God wants you to do better than even if you're doing good now. Amen. You say, Pastor, my relationship with my wife is great. My relationship with my husband is great. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's great. But how many know it can get greater? This last year, on almost any way that you measured it out, has been our best year as a church. I'm talking about, like, even going way back. Our best year was last year. And yet, I hear God saying, listen to what I hear God saying. I hear God saying, I want 2020 to not be a better year than last year. I want it to be substantially better than it was last year. How many believe as a church, we can not take a step forward, we can take a big step forward?
Yeah, that's good.
Amen.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, listen to me, you've got to position yourself in a place to be able to do what God wants to do with you. I'm going to give you another chance to say amen on that one. You've got to position yourself in a place that God would be able to do what he wants with you.
Amen.
We're just like, okay, God, do it. God's like, read your Bible every day, Jackson. Amen. You know, find some better friends. Amen. I mean, start making some choices that you can make that are good choices to put you in a position where you can do something with that high fastball when it comes over the plate.
Yeah, that's
right.
Send it.
How many know? You know what? I mean, listen, there could be a major league pitcher. And he could throw a fastball that normally almost anybody in his league would hit it over the fence. But you and I couldn't hit that ball over the fence. Why? There might be some of you who might even have the physical talents, the hand-eye coordination to do it. But you weren't focused on that. That wasn't your focus. And so, but how many know these major leaguers, when that pitcher gets a ball in the strike zone at, you know what, where it's not his best pitch, how many know almost all of them are hit it out of the plate, out of the ballpark? Why? Here's why. Because they have done so much work in preparing themselves for that ball that gets up out of the plate, out over the plate. And they're not going to miss it. You ever see them swing and miss, and then when they miss, they just go. Or a lot of times, they'll foul it off, and they'll go. You know what they're saying? He gave me that. You know what? You know the catcher, the pitcher, and the hitter know? That one should have been over the fence. Missed it. Okay. Hey, how many know I don't want to live our life like that? How many let some good fastballs over the plate go in 2019, 2018, 2017? There was opportunities that God had for you, but you weren't prepared for what God had for you, and it has nothing to do with the goodness of God. Hello. It has to do with us preparing ourselves for what God has for us. I'll talk about that in a minute. Just my intro. But what I first want to talk, and I won't talk a long time today, but what I first want to talk about is how good God is. Oh, let me tell you about God. And I'm just going to go through a bunch of passages because we have been told a lie that in God, he's mostly good or kind of good or sometimes good. You never know what God is going to do. You know what I mean? And it's like sometimes he's good and sometimes he's not good, and we just never know. Well, that's not what the Word teaches. That's not even close to what the Word teaches. Psalms 34:8. Look what it says. You know this passage, but let's remind us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? That the Lord is what?
Good.
That the Lord is good. Taste and see. You know why you can taste and see? Because that's who God is. Amen. 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 My wife makes some guacamole. When she makes some guacamole, it's like jam. Man, it's a happy day. Because my wife made guacamole. Pastor, that song don't go that way. I know, but I sing it like that. Because when she makes guacamole, it is a good day. Amen? Now, how many know? I, you know what? If I taste it, I'm going to see how good that is. Amen? She made some Oriental chicken noodle soup the other day. I was like, I'm not sure about that. But when I tasted it, listen to me, when I tasted it, I said, ooh, that is good. Now, this is deep, but we need to catch this. You know why I said, ooh, that is good? You know why I said that? It's deep. It's deep because it was good. See, the Bible's saying, listen, God is good. So you taste and see that he's good. Because he is. I wasn't placating my wife. Oh, I'll just tell her it's good, you know, but it's awful. No, no, no. It was good, and I told her it was good. You know, she makes these beans, barbecued baked beans. Ah, they're so good. Well, we didn't have, one of the ingredients she uses is barbecue sauce. And so I'm eating, and I love her beans. You ask, she know, I love her beans. They're so good. So I was eating these, and there was like, whoa. Because we didn't have barbecue. She thought she would just,
spice them up a little bit.
I'm like, honey, these beans are good, but they're not that good. Why? Because they weren't like how they were. But the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, that's up to us to understand, to taste. And when you taste, here's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out the Lord is good.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Psalms 72:18. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Watch this. Who only, somebody say only.
Only.
Well, you never, you know, sometimes. False doctrine. False doctrine. Who only, how many know God picks his words very precisely? Who only does wondrous things. Only does wondrous things. Okay. Jeremiah, you know this passage. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. The prophet is speaking prophetically as God. And here's what he writes. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says God, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Why is this so important? Because sometimes God gets misunderstood. Sometimes God, listen to me very carefully. Listen to this theological point. If you look back in Genesis, and this is how, what I taught you guys a minute ago, wherever Satan comes in, he'll use the same way to come in again. So pay attention to this. Satan comes in to Eve, and how does she, what is his strategic, how is he going to get her? He's going to question the character of God. Let me tell you what. Every single person who hears me, and every person who's going to listen to this recording through the internet, or maybe people who are streaming right now, listen to me very carefully. When you or I start to question the goodness of God, we're about to go down. Settle this in your mind. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Settle it, because it's settled in the Word of God. That's why I could, listen, I don't have time, but I could spend all day, literally all day, finding passages that just like this, that would just talk about the character of God all day long. So he comes to Eve and he says, no, let me tell you about God. I'm paraphrasing. God is, he's trying to keep something, you know, this, oh, you can remember last week, you can have these trees and these trees and these trees, and you can eat fruit of these trees and these trees and those trees and these trees and all these trees, but there's one in the middle, and I don't want you to eat of that tree. Someone would say, yeah, and so Satan comes. Let me just teach you real quick. Why did God do that? Here's why. Because if he makes it automatic, if he tells Adam and Eve, you cannot, because, you know, people are silly sometimes, you know what I mean? Well, how come God did that? Well, here's why. Because God doesn't want to make robots. How many know if you can't, how many know if you create a, you know what, if I created a Tamathon, you know what I mean? And that was a robot named Tamara, and she could just come up to me and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, I love you. Every time I walked in, I love you, I love you, I love you. How many know there'd never be a day where I hugged Tamathon back and said, oh man, I love you too. Right? How many know it would never happen? Why? Because that doesn't mean anything to me. That's not somebody. But when my kids tell me, Hey, Dad, I love you. Right? Right? When Tamara tells me, you know what, I got my hair cut the other day, and yesterday, and I came walking in, and she said, wow, you look good. Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. Right? 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 Why? Because she don't have to say that. She chose to say that. So, you know, and what that whole question, what's that about? You're questioning the character of God. And whenever you do that, you're about to put yourself in a bad place. Because let me tell you about God. God only does wondrous things. Taste and see. And all you're going to find out is God is good. Why? Because that which you're tasting is good. So, you know what? Satan comes and he's like, hey, you know what? Let me tell you about God. The reason why God doesn't want you, he's a liar. He lied to Eve. That wasn't the reason why. Because if you take that, there's going to be something he's keeping from you. Let me tell you about God. God is not keeping anything from you. He's not keeping anything from you. Look at James. James says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives character of God. How does God give? Liberally. Is that not right? Without reproach. You know, you go into Target, you know what I mean? And you got something, you just want to return it. Do you have your receipt? No, it was a gift. What was wrong with it? I don't know, I didn't like it. I'm like, ooh, we'll do it for you this time. Whoa. Thank you very much, Target. What's that? That's reproach. Why do you say that to me? You know what I mean? I'm just, whatever. Do you understand? That's not how God gives. God gives liberally, without reproach. That's the character of God. Amen? And can I preach to somebody? And listen, and don't let these other buffoons. That's a nice word, right? Don't let these other buffoons question the character of God. Amen. Listen, you don't believe me? Just read, again, over and over and again. Just read John 10:10. Jesus made it so clear. Let's call it what it is. Say this is what it is and stop blaming God for junk that's going on. I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Satan is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Stop mixing the two up. Listen, how many want a better life in 2020? Get that down in your spirit. Understand, stop, get that over with. Settle that in your heart. Settle that in your mind. Make a decision. Allow the word to be true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Oh, I was talking about buffoons. All these people, and God didn't do that, and God didn't do that. All this criticalness towards God. Or watch this, or what's going on a lot nowadays, or, you know what, God doesn't even exist. Oh, my goodness. I was preaching Christmas service. I was preaching service last week, and as I was preaching, I got this revelation from God. Amen. And I just really just wanted. I it was just this explosion in my heart, in my spirit. And here's what I said: the revelation I got is sin is a big problem. We don't think sin is a problem because we live in this And not, listen, not that I didn't know that before I preached, because I did know that. It might have even been in my notes, but I didn't understand. It was like a light went on. It was like, oh my goodness. And here's what I recognize. Listen, every single one of us right now are in this period of grace. This period of grace. But there will be a day when the Lord comes again, or when your heart stops beating. And right now, God's grace completely covers you. Because we're in this dispensation of grace, a time of grace. But when you die, you know what? That's when you're going to need the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Because without that blood of Jesus, you are out there. You are out there. But the goodness of God, God says, another proof of the goodness of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his, he only had one son. And he says, no. All these people are worth Jesus. They're worth it. Jesus did, nobody killed Jesus. You know, that one leader was like, Jesus, why? Pay attention to me. Don't you know who I am? Jesus is like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, let me tell you who you are. You're someone who my Father gave authority to. Listen, I'm paraphrasing big time. I don't sweat you. You know, what are you going to kill me? You know, read it in one of the Gospels. They go to get Jesus. I think it was I don't know. I don't want to misquote. I think a legion, a lot of military. Go to get Jesus. They're like, we're going to get you. And all of a sudden, what? And if you read it, it's kind of funny because Jesus is like, hey, come on, let's go. Come get me. I got to do something here. No, nobody took his life. He gave his life. Why? To be a ransom. Why? For many. What's that? Goodness of God. Goodness of God. We've got to settle this in our hearts. We can't allow, because Satan comes in and he starts to give us that same kind of, and then next thing you know, we don't know. It's like, you know, should I serve God? Should I not? But watch, listen to me. But this is so hard. Huh? You want to know what hard is? You know what? Serve Satan. See, stop. You know what the Bible says? That in the end days, or the Bible says that it's awful when, that, yeah. Dude, Pastor, do you know what the Bible says? Yeah, I do. I got two scriptures mixed up. But the Old Testament, it says that, you know what, they will say that good is evil and evil is good. Listen, saints. Let's make sure we're not saying good is evil. Let's make sure we're saying God is good. Amen. Taste and see. He only does wondrous things. James says, let's turn to it because it's so good. James chapter 1 verse 17. Every, somebody say every. See, guys, let's get good theology into us. Words mean something. Every good gift. How many experienced something good this week? How many experienced something good last week? Come on, help me out, somebody. Participate. How many experienced something good the week before? What about the week before that? What about the month before that? What about the, come on, somebody help me out. Help me preach this. What about the month before that? And what about the month before that? What about the month before that? All this good stuff. Come on, you ever had a good chili cheese dog? Come on, your pastor, that's so carnal. Whatever. You're saying that now. You know what? At 12 o'clock, you're going to be, oh. Right? No, really, you ever ate something good?
Yeah.
And you just said, oh, that is so good. Right? You ever, that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because God put those senses in your tongue and in your nose that you could eat a chili cheese dog and go, oh, that is good. Listen to me, church. Every good, you can't name a good thing that if you could connect the dots, it wouldn't be connected to God. Why? Because, you know what? He is the source of every good gift, and every perfect gift is given from above. Amen. And comes down from the Father of lights. Yes. Here's what I want to catch. How many know everything good comes down from God? Yes. Every good thing. Okay. But watch this. Look at the next part. With whom there is what?
No.
How much variation?
No.
Good theology, church. Let's get out of our head. Because listen to me, Satan. If Satan is going to, if your 2020 is not going to be as good as God wants it to be, one of the main reasons will be because of this reason, because you will start to question the character of God. You'll start to question the will of God. You'll start to look back what I already preached and look back and go, oh, you know what? It was, you know what? What was cool when I used to get high and I was all like, ah. Well, you say, Pastor, that's ridiculous. No. That's how Satan, he's a liar. Because Satan won't remind you of all the, oh, yeah, that was really good. And you know what? You slept around and then you got pregnant. You're like, oh, I don't know who the father is. And you're like, you know what? Hello, somebody. I know this. No, this isn't for you guys. This is for the people watching. See, right there. I want to talk about you guys. I want to talk about you guys. Okay. Or all kinds of other stuff, just worry and concern. You know what? You're a Christian. Cast your cares upon God, for he cares for you. You're like, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out, except to say I know that God has got my back. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up. This is the word. This is God revealing himself to us. You look at Jesus, he went around. What did he do? He went around doing what?
Good.
Why? Because that's who he was. That's what his character was. The Bible said that Jesus was God. Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. That's the character. And so what did Jesus do? He went around doing good. Why? Because that's who he was. And we got Christians who are vacillating in whether they serve a good God or not. Oh, please. No. You serve a good God. I'll go over this in next week's. You're not in heaven yet. Hello? How many know because we're not in heaven, we still have things that happen? Hello? But stop confusing the two. How many know you have an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? I'm not saying, oh, you become a Christian. And you know what? Listen, earth isn't like heaven. But make sure you don't take that bait of Satan. What's the bait of Satan? Well, you know what? You never know what God's going to do. You know, I mean, there's kind of a, you know, no. We know what God's going to do.
Yeah.
Why? Because we know his character.
Amen.
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 And if we're not sure, we just need to read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And you'll start to get a revelation of who God is. Why? Because you're looking, and what did Jesus do? He only did wondrous things. How many hearing what I'm saying? How many, I'm asking this, how many would recognize, there's, how many would be bold enough to raise your hand and say, Pastor, there's times in even last year that I started to question the goodness of God. I started nibbling at that bait. Raise your hand if that's you. Raise your hand if that's you. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Listen, that's why you're here today. Amen? Because God wants to love you and say, hey, stop it. You're going to end up where Eve was, outside of the blessings that God really intended for her to walk in. And it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with her willingness. Somebody say her willingness. Her willingness to believe a lie. She, you know what she should have said? She should have said, are you kidding me? Let me tell you about God. You are a liar. Are you kidding me? Listen, I know the character of God. I've hung out with him. I know his character. Be talking about God that way. That's what she should have said. Amen. And when Eve partook and gave it to her husband said, are you crazy, lady? I mean, we have been, you know what? I mean, you might take that bait, but I ain't taking it. You say, well, Pastor, what would have happened if that happened? Get in the Academy of Righteousness and I'll teach it to you.
Oh, there it is. Oh, what's up, baby? Yeah. Amen.
Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Are you learning something today? Who exchanged the truth for a lie? Who exchanged the truth for a lie? And worship and serve the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I don't have time to teach all this part. I only want to show you this. There are people who will exchange a truth for a lie.
Wow. Ouch.
Don't you be one of those people. Don't you allow Satan ever to come to you and trick you and tell you, God is mostly good. God mostly does wondrous things. Don't let Satan ever tell you that. Don't exchange the truth for a lie. Acts chapter 10, verse 33. So I sent you to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all things which I commanded you. Wow, isn't that a great passage? I don't know what that has anything to do with what I'm preaching right now, but okay. Sorry, that was an error. Okay. Number two, somebody say number two. Number two. So in 2020, get as close to him as you can. He's good. He's good all the time. He's such a, you know what? He's such a good father. Get as close to him as you can get.
Yes.
Why? Because as you get close to him, what I illustrated in my opening, when you get close to him, there's going to be this rub off of goodness.
Amen.
Here, can I show it to you in a passage? Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they had saw the boldness of Peter and John. How many know in 2020 we're going to need to be bold for the things of God?
Yes.
Listen, I think it's really important to be gracious to people, but I think we have gotten away from sometimes just confronting and saying, Jesus is true. Let me tell you what I know. I used to be lost, and now I'm saved. I used to be far from God, and now I'm close to God. And God is awesome. Last week I said, you know what? They got all these fairy tales. You know what? Elf and you know what? And you know what? And Santa Claus and you know what? And the Grinch and all that. And then we, you know what? And then Jesus will get a little corner of that nowadays. Well, let me tell you what. Jesus should be the premier. Amen. Because all those stories are just fake out stories. But Jesus really did come. He was real. Sometimes we just got to be bold and say, you know what? God is real. Do you want to continue to live the life that you're living? Or do you want to wreck humble out? You know what? And stop acting. Stop acting so selfish. Stop, you know, oh, they got me mad. They made me mad. And they did this to me. And they did that to me. And I just want to. What is that for you? How's that working for you? Why don't you step forward and recognize God has given you, pours out in your heart love. You know what? And you can love other people. But you know what? You got to let things go. You know what? Sometimes we got to just be not in a condescending way, not in a like, oh, I'm so smart and you're so dumb. No, not in that kind of way, but in a frank way that says, hey, look, you are not going, listen, your life is not, here, newsflash, 2020 isn't going to get better if you keep on making bad choices. Here, how about, God hasn't given, why? Because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. You don't have to be afraid. Oh, what did he say? Oh, I won't have as many likes on the internet as I want. You know, listen, the goal of your life isn't to have, you know what, likes. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's not the goal. And the Bible says, beware when everybody's saying nice things about you. You know, and not, again, not in a condescending way. Christians need to make sure that we don't act like, you know what, we're all that in a big bag of chips. You know what I mean? No, Christ died for everyone. Amen?
Yeah.
Hey, here, newsflash, God loves them too.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's get the condescension out. But we still can be bold and say, really? Really? That's the kind of life you want to have? You know what, every time we get together, you want to talk about your spouse? Man, why don't you start building up your spouse instead of tearing your spouse down?
Amen.
Amen. Here's a thought. Here's a thought. Why don't you praise, you know what, from your mouth should not come blessings and cursings. And America's is going down a bad place. You know, we're so awesome, and that group is so evil. And then this group over here, ooh, we're so awesome, and that group is so evil. Amen. And listen to me very carefully. And I'm not saying that groups don't need to learn things, you know what, particularly that are biblical. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there has become just such a... I just think we need to humble out and just be gracious to people. And listen to me very carefully. Gracious to people doesn't mean you don't confront people. I want you to hear that. Great. That's what he's saying. We saw these guys and they were bold. But I believe if you looked at their lives, you'd see boldness. But you wouldn't see condescension. You'd see boldness, but you wouldn't see pride. See, what good does boldness do if you're full of pride? It's hard enough to get somebody to listen to you anyway. You add pride in it. How are they, you know what I mean? Watch this. And when they saw boldness in Peter and John and perceived, here's what, they were not educated. And untrained men. Maybe they weren't wearing, you know what, as cool shoes as I have on today. This is one of my Christmas presents. I was so happy. I like to go barefoot. You know what I mean? I was like, honey, this is the best shoe I've ever had. I cannot go barefoot anymore because I got cool shoes. But what I'm saying is maybe they didn't have the cool shoes. Maybe they didn't have the iPhone 11. And they noticed it. They noticed they weren't trained. They weren't nervous. Look what else they noticed. They marveled and they recognized that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, you start hanging around Jesus, you know what you're going to become? You're going to become a better version of you.
Amen.
Listen, God loves you. He made you. But he wants you to hang out with him, and all of a sudden his goodness, what happens? You get sweeter. You get kinder. You get, watch this, less judgmental and more compassionate. Even groups that are wrong. Can we get rid of the contempt and become compassionate? Isn't that how God was? He didn't say, Jesus never said, oh, everybody's right. Who am I to tell you you're wrong? No, listen, as Christians, we need to stand up for the truth. Amen. But he never said, ooh, no. But he talked to people. And it'd be up front with people. Well, they noticed, man, these guys are like Jesus. How many would like in 2020 for people to say, man, I don't know, you know what, I don't know about them, but here's what I know. Man, they are something else. See, watch this. How many would like to get, I'm just saying, how many would like to see five people come to the Lord through you in 2020? Man, that's awesome. Raise your hands again. Let me see that. That is so awesome. Imagine five people coming. Here's a thought. What if you just got gooder? Come on, somebody. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. There's a passage. Will I close with this? I'll do my first closing. Okay. There's a passage, and Jesus says this. Jesus says, they'll see your good works. Not my good works. They'll see your good works, and they'll glorify my Father in heaven. Amen. What's going on there? Here's what's going on there. It's the love of God that leads people to repentance. So I said this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I said there's so many people will never meet Jesus until they meet you. They'll never meet Jesus until they meet you. They'll hear about Jesus. Oh, yeah, I used to be, blah, blah, blah. But they'll never meet Jesus until they meet you. And when they meet you, you are going to emulate the goodness of God in your behavior, in your attitude, in your actions, and they're going to say, oh. Smith Wigglesworth, who was just a plumber by trade, would get on trains in New York, and people just sitting there would fall on their knees and say, I'm freaking out because of the sin of my life. Just his presence. Well, I want to ask you this. Was it Smith Wigglesworth's presence? Or was it Jesus' presence? See, how many would like to get five people saved in 2020? How many would like to be, and here's what I'm saying. Stop thinking, either, you know what? You know, but I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good singer. I'm not a good. Oh my goodness! Just be a good Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Just start to get around. Why? Because God is so good. He'll rub off on you.
Amen.
He'll rub off on you. How many of you used to do some things that you used to love to do, And you don't even like doing them anymore. Right? Come on, raise your hand. What's that about? That's about Jesus. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you're here today and you say, Pastor, that's all good. I don't even know if I'm a Christian. I don't even know if I'm saved. If you want to get saved today, I want you to raise your hand. I want to give you, yes, I see that hand. Thank you. You can put your hand down. I see that hand. Put your hand down. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? We're going to say a simple prayer. God's going to come in your heart and you're going to get born again today. Say this with me. Jesus, come in my heart. Save me from the inside out. I need Jesus in my life. I want to make him my Lord. I receive you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 And then one more question I have. If something has been said that ministered to you, if you feel like there's been some choices that you've made, maybe just got caught up in busyness. I don't know. It could be 100 different things. Maybe it's what we talked about earlier. You just have kind of questioned in your mind the goodness of God. And you want to say, no, Pastor, this message was for me today. I want to position myself that 2020 would be my best year ever. But I know I can't do that without making some changes in my life, in my heart, in my mind. If that's you, I want to pray with you. Could you lift up your hands? Father, help us to never question your goodness ever again. Ever again. And then, Father, we sense you calling us to be closer to you. We thank you that that's exactly what we're going to do in 2020. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.